This year has been unlike any other in recent history, full of challenges, grief, and hard truths. As we head into 2021, KLCC's Mellory Begay checked in with a few people around Eugene and asked them about their 2020.
As 2020 comes to a close, I wanted to know two things. How are people going to remember this year, and what's worth considering as we head into a new, hopefully better, year? I started with Anna Grace, a South Eugene High School social studies teacher.
This is going to be the year that things got quieter. Yeah. It's also going to be the year that we had to wrestle with hard things. I think for a long time, as a society, we have let systemic racism exist, right? And I think this is the year that everyone had to step back and say, this cannot continue. And if we are not working to change it, then we are part of the problem. It's going to be different. I'm not going to go back to what we were doing. Things are going to look different in my classroom. I have learned to do this more efficiently. I've learned to be more flexible to individual students, and that is going to continue on no matter what. In terms of just my own life, I am not going to run at such a frenetic pace.
I'm Priscilla Oxley. You know, I live up on the Mackenzie. It's been dismaying. Too much between the COVID and all that and the fire. I hope to never see a year like this again. I certainly have never seen one in the past. I don't know. I'm just planning for the future. That's all, working towards being able to rebuild and to be back home on the river, and to be able to get our library open again, to get our clinic up and running properly again. I hope for better than normal. I really do. It's really just a step at a time. You have to have a goal, but it's so easy to get impatient. I'd love to have FEMA out there cleaning the stuff off my lot, but it's a long ways away.
My name is Ibrahim Koulibaly. I'm the president of Eugene Springfield NAACP. There is no question that 2020 has been challenging. Social, political, economical, our own mental health. But look at the thing that happened while we were going through those things. What have you seen as positive? What have you witnessed that gave you faith? Out of all of those challenges, we have gained something. Allies in civil rights movement, tremendous progress in science for COVID-19, being able to come up with a vaccine in a short period of time. We have gained attention for wildfire toward climate change. That's what gives me faith, and I think that's where people should focus, because we are getting there. The trauma, the healing process will take the entire community. So where do we go from there? We have to focus on the future. We have to learn from what happened in 2020, but we cannot get stuck in 2020. We have to keep moving.
I'm Ruchi Sophia Mutzkin Rubinstein, and I'm the rabbi of Temple Beth Israel. My rabbinate this year has certainly been a crisis rabbinate, which is to say it has been about responding to consistently new emergent needs in the community. So one of my spiritual practices has been to try to think expansively about what the future looks like. So not just the longing for before, but thinking about how do we want the world to look, and what is our place? What is the place that I have to offer? And it's not going to be everything. What is our place in building this community, this collective that we want to be going forward? And I would suggest that people really spend some time meditating on that question, not constricted by the realities of life before pandemic or the realities of life during pandemic. Because I think, you know, one very profound lesson that pandemic has taught us is that our lives can shift very quickly, and we can and will adapt to that when necessary. And we adapt to what we understand that we need to adapt to. When we decide we need to do something, we do it. So let's ask ourselves expansively what needs to be done.
You heard from teacher Anna Grace, Holiday Farm Fire survivor Priscilla Oxley, Eugene Springfield NAACP President Ibrahim Koulibaly, and Rabbi Ruhi Sophia Matzkin Rubinstein reflect on 2020. Wishing you and yours a happy new year, Mallory Begay, KLCC News.